Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
This morning, our scripture comes from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 9. Let's hear God's word to us. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What He had come into being in Him was life, and life was the light of all people. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to witness, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the word of the Lord. So we're at Epiphany, that mark that says, Christmas is over. For many of us, we're taking down our decorations, noticing that things are looking a little blah. But I'm always fascinated that around the world, there are people that are celebrating this important day, Three Kings Day, as a way of inviting people in, that Christ manifest to the Gentiles, to those magi that were not Jewish that came to visit Jesus and brought magnificent gifts to the Christ child. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Whew. This is the Gospel of John's birth story. In just 6 short verses, John outlines the whole birth of Jesus Christ. You may have noted there wasn't a star guiding the wise men in this version. In fact, the wise men only show up in the Gospel of Matthew. So why John? When we're celebrating Epiphany. Now, I'll be honest, I oftentimes think we romanticize the story of Jesus' birth. We love this story of Jesus being born in a stable. And we sometimes make it sweet and sugary. Look at all the Christmas cards that you get with Christ, and it's beautiful. We sometimes will think about the fact that there was a young couple that was battling for lack of housing, and there was a birth of a child in less than ideal conditions. But then the angels and the shepherds and the sheep and the wise men show up and the star shines brightly and we're back to sugary sweet. We mush Luke and Matthew's stories together, and we get this lovely little Christmas story. And yet, I wonder if perhaps John has a better version of these miraculous events. As I played with John, I began to see all the elements of Christmas and the Christmas story in John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. And what came into being in him was life, the miraculous arrival of Christ. Luther professor Karen Wiseman writes, God choosing to put skin on and walk among us is one of the most pivotal moments in salvation history, which begins with the redemption of the Hebrew people and continues in the story of Jesus, his ministry and with his disciples, and his death and his resurrection. The point of Jesus being fully human and fully divine, has been a bone of contention throughout history. And the fact of the matter is, we continue to talk about it today. But for me, it's one of the most important tenets of faith, that God so loved the world that God came to dwell among us and teach us and die for us. And the light and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. John certainly has a way with words and reminds us that the light, maybe a star, is for all of us. That even when darkness threatens to overtake us, the darkness will never overtake Jesus. The darkness will only win if we forget how to hold on to the light. Those magi were intrigued by a light in the sky. A star that shone so brightly that they knew there was some kind of importance attached to it. And I think we need to be like wise men and remind ourselves to hold on to the light, a light that is so unique that it makes a difference. So today, we're remembering a star that led the Magi to Jesus. Hopefully, you all picked up a little card and didn't peek, because that's what I'm going to do right now. Oh my gosh. Oh, Matthew, mine says sing. If you haven't looked at your star card, go ahead and do it. If you don't have one, know that on the tables all around the space, the coffee table, communion table at the back and at the entrances, have star words. Here's the rule about star words. One, you can't pick it up. You can't look before you pick it up. And you can't trade it in. Star words are meant to guide us through this next year. So, last year, my star word was drama. Okay, I bet all of you now are like breathing a sigh of relief that I didn't get drama this year. And I'll be honest, when I really struggled with that, because I'm kind of a no muss, no fuss, no drama girl. And yet, there were things in that life last year that involved drama. And it was helpful to know that that was my star word and that I was just supposed to get through it, which I did. Star words oftentimes show up as different types of gifts. I can remember a secretary at one of the churches I was working for drew the word power. She drew the word power and she immediately started to cry. I'm like, "Are you okay?" And she looked at me and she said, "I have no power." What we found out later was that she was in an abusive situation. She didn't have power. And yet, a little word that she put on her mirror reminded her she was supposed to do something with power, and throughout that next year, she managed to get out of the abusive relationship and clean up some things that needed cleaning up. Star words are unique. They may not make sense, because this really doesn't make sense, but we'll talk about it, Matthew. We'll see what God has in mind. But put it someplace where you can see it. I often say bathroom mirror. Just tape it to the bathroom mirror so that you see it in the morning and ask God, "What does it mean? Why did you give me this word?" It also is a word that reminds you to never let go, that God is the light and God is present and will be present and will never be overcome. So as we prepare to come to our communion table this morning, let this table also be a reminder that the life was the light of the people, and that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overtake it. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.